Hello, it's Wednesday, the 24th of April, year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another Liberty Tactics Lightly News. Myself, Lou Collins, the wonderful Christine Miner in over in Alabama, and I'm delighted to introduce to everybody to Christy, who is down in the valleys in Wales. So we've got no Catherine tonight. She's at a meeting and some training. Jason has been delayed at work. He might pop in later. So we are going to dive straight in, as always, with Kate Watch. I'm sorry, this is now into month four. She ain't been seen. Apparently, it was Louis's birthday yesterday. And as is tradition with Kate, the eve of the birthday, they always post a picture of whoever, whatever child's birthday it is, early in the morning on the night before. Well, no picture appeared of Louis till later on in the day. So why has that happened? People are asking those questions. They're also complaining about Kate, obviously, and we don't even know if Kate's alive. We don't know if she's breathing. We don't know because nobody has seen her. But the news today: Princess Catherine receives historic title from King Charles. The honour celebrates the Princess of Wales' outstanding work as a member of the royal family. What does she do? What does she do? Does she walk through landmines?
Apparently not, or maybe once.
What does she do? So apparently on Tuesday in St George's Chapel at Windsor, Charles appointed Kate a Royal Companion of the Order of the Companions of Honour. What? Let's just say that again. He appointed Kate a Royal Companion of the Order of the Companions of Honour. Your guess is as good as mine. Apparently, this honor was founded by King George V in 1917. The order recognizes the accomplishments in art, science, medicine, and public service, and is amongst the country's most distinguished royal appointments. Kate is the first member of the royal family ever appointed to the Order of the Companions of Honor. What the hell? Are we,
Sounds like some creepy Masonic lodge thing.
but
Really?
where's the pictures? Where's the pictures of these honors being handed out?
Exactly.
Where's she got a little medal or a little badge or a little crown for, or whatever? I'm sorry.
Very
I
strange.
think, isn't it? I really do think we're being taken as a bunch of mugs. As most people know, we started the hashtag Where's Kate? Beginning of, well, mid-January. And everyone finally caught up. We still ain't seen the parents. We've had no comment from the parents. We've seen nothing. The royal family are no longer relevant. And if anybody listen to our first prophecy news show that, by the way, Facebook will not allow us to post.
Only the
Why that
Rumble
is,
channel, right? I did get the
they'll let us
Rumble
do it via
instead.
Rumble. They'll let us do it on Rumble, but the Liberty Tactics post that is entitled Before and After the Passover Prophecy News. Facebook don't like it. So make of that what you will. So that's all we've got on Kate. Again, still MIA. No one knows where she is. Is she still breathing? We just have to wait and see. That's the end of Kate Watch. Oh, where to start? Christy, you picked out some stories earlier on, and these were unbelievably fascinating. And I don't know what came first, Big Ben or the horse.
I know. Well, yes, I saw that about
the horse walking through or running through London. But then somebody had posted about Big Ben. So that was interesting that that happened on the same day.
Exactly, exactly. So just for the listeners, there was incidents in central London today. The Household Cavalry were out on their morning exercise, and according to reports, horses were spooked. They bucked off the riders, and the horses started galloping through the streets of London. Now, the pictures, the main picture that has been caught by press is a picture of a white horse covered with blood. I mean, if the courses that they're saying a horse went through a load of glass or something, and maybe the horse, you know, where it's sweating and it's hit in a certain area. No horses, as of yet, I am aware, have been put down, thank the Lord. No one was killed, but no. It's an incredible scene of this horse, these horses galloping through the streets of London, and down on the right side of the grey horse, there is something that looks like blood, and it's over the hooves as well, running down the leg and all over its chest.
Yeah, and at the back neck as well, which is quite odd, I thought. It's at the front of the white horse, but then it's at the back as well, which is a strange place for blood to go.
If the horse reared, maybe some blood might have got, because obviously my background's horses. Maybe if the horse reared, blood's come down the belly. I don't know. My dad was the one who phoned me up, because my dad used to train the Household Cavalry at one point with horses. And he said, have you seen what's going on? It's absolutely shocking, these poor horses. But thankfully, as I believe, there isn't any, hasn't been any deaths with the horses. But this links in nicely to the prophecy stuff that we were talking about.
I was going to say the Book of Revelation, maybe.
Maybe. Christine, take it away. Take it away.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So obviously the white horse stands out really big in prophecy and in Revelation. And the color white tends to represent the righteousness in the Bible, and Christ is portrayed as a conqueror in other instances. The horseman could also represent the Holy Spirit, which was understood to have come upon the apostles at Pentecost after Jesus left the earth. So it's very interesting, the timing of all of this, and especially
What does the white horse in Behold a White Horse, what does that horse determine?
Let me get that scripture specifically. Hold on just a second.
Behold, and who was his rider? Was it death? Was his rider on the white horse?
I think so. So this says, it says, behold a pale horse. Now the, yeah. So, okay. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, as I heard, it was the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he sat on him, and he that sat on him had a bow and a crown, and was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. So what this is talking about, literally, is Jesus. And it's Revelation 6 in the Bible. It's talking about the coming of the Lord. So I think that since we're on day 3 of Passover, and this is some pretty good visuals for anyone who may not be aware and opening your Bible, it's playing out in front of you, literally. God is bringing things from heaven to earth so that it will wake us up and show us how close we are, literally, to heaven, like the whole thing. Like, heaven is invading earth right now, and the wicked are freaking out because they don't know where to run, where they have nowhere to go. God is omnipotent. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. He is omniscient. He knows all. He sees all. He is everywhere at one time. The devil isn't. He's only one spot, one time, and he's got a bunch of imps running around trying to do his bidding. But he does not know all. He does. He is not all powerful. He is not equal with our God. He is a created, fallen punk angel with his little imps. Okay. They have no power. They have no authority. God won, and so do we.
Amen. And it's, we're going to be discussing more
visuals. Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to dive into the second part, episode number two of our prophecy updates. Now, I'm going to stick with London. A gentleman by the name of Robert Prusak, no fixed abode, was charged with kidnapping and two counts of sexual assault on a female under 13 outside Harrods. So Harrods is obviously the flag mark store in Knightsbridge, London. She was shopping with her parents and he picked her up, dragged her off. And that's all at the moment we're saying, but this is all just London. And what with Big Ben, as I say, it stopped. It stopped today. They've had engineers out. And what a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Now, Christy, there's something going on in Wales. There's more just nonsense going on. What's happening in Wales, Christy?
Oh, today there's been, there's actually been what looks like or appears to be a knife attack in a school, which is, you know, quite shocking. So apparently two youngsters were fighting by the looks of it, and then teachers got involved, and it appears to be that somebody has been stabbed, doesn't it? But obviously they're not really saying too much about it yet, but I think there's been footage going around, but they're saying to not share it. They're not happy about it being shared. Is that what you meant about
Wales? Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, the link you sent earlier about the stabbing in the Wales.
Yeah, I think it's two school children, and then it is it could be one or two teachers as well have been apparently allegedly taken to hospital. So the school went into lockdown, which is becoming a word that's wasn't really known to us, you know, here, but until 2020. And now lockdown is being said about everything, isn't it? The school went into
the lockdown. New buzzword, isn't it? It's the buzzword, lockdown. So, I'm going to go on to this. We're coming up to that time of year, aren't we, where there's going to be rainbow flags absolutely everywhere. And apparently a group of top male footballers are planning to come out as gay and have set an announcement date for next month, including couples in a top league.
Wow.
May the 17th is going to mark a landmark day in German football, with multiple male footballers planning to come out as gay. The German outlet, and I'm not even a German newspaper, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that, claims that a group of professional across the country footballers will declare publicly their sexual orientation. We don't care.
No.
The date in question is part of a particular reference, as it's the International Day Against Homophobia. Oh my gosh, what is
going on? Do you know
on?
Why this is such a story? I learned this last night. Do you know what the strongest demon they have is?
No.
Homosexuality.
Right.
Homosexuality is the strongest demon. And that is why they use it in their sacrifice. That's why they use it. That's what they do. That is the most, because God called it an abomination. That one sin he called an abomination. And so that is what they use in all their sexual rituals. That's what they use. They bring straight men in. and try to turn them, because once they have blackmail on them, they have all the power, because it is an abomination to God. Wow.
That would make sense.
Interesting. That's what that's about. It's very spiritual. Can we talk again about Big Ben? That one blew my mind and I was not aware.
Yes, we didn't stay on that long enough. Yes, so Big Ben just stopped.
Yeah.
Go on. It just stopped. Well, no reason.
Yeah, okay. Well, it said so that teams... I've interrupted you.
No, go on, darling, you go on.
It said Big Ben bongs at 11 a.m. At 10:06 a.m. despite the hands of it, at least two of the clock faces showing 9 a.m. It's all very, it's very strange as well.
It is weird. They've got a team of people out there working on it at the moment, apparently. But I'm certain if we go back over the drops, which I'm going to have to do. Unfortunately, Q Poster Online's gone. And that was so, so good to use. But I know that there were a couple of drops on Big Ben in there. So, it's a fascinating story. All happening. And do you know what else?
I'm looking at that right now. And I just did a search to see if I could find that drop. So keep talking and I'll try to locate that for you while you're thinking.
She's great there. Right. So there is this. This is another one. Police arrest multiple people over suspicion of planning Passover sacrifices in Jerusalem. This actually came out the other night. It was updated yesterday. Police arrested 21 individuals suspected of planning a Passover sacrifice in Jerusalem. The Legal Center of Honinu organization was notified of 8 arrests since Monday on suspicion of planning to sacrifice a Passover offering. Two brothers, minors 17 and 15, were arrested on Monday in Givat, which is an area of Jerusalem, on suspicion of planning to offer a Passover sacrifice. The two were arrested with boats and taken to central unit offices in question. Two suspects were arrested with goats in the city centre of Jerusalem. All 8 affiliated suspects will be represented by attorneys for the organisation. The police further announced that detectives from a crime unit detained 13 additional suspects on suspicion of intending to disrupt public order. During the police activities throughout the city, officers identified several suspects carrying goats or hiding a goat in various ways, including shopping bags and baby strollers. So people are trying to push, it's quite clear, but people are trying to push something through to happen, but God's going to have this all in his hands. Nothing is going to be done without God's nod. And we are definitely going to be jumping way in to some deep, deep stuff on tomorrow's Prophecy News. Christine, what have you got about this Big Ben then?
Well, unfortunately, can you hear me? I found qmap.pub and you can still pull it up, but you can't search on it. Or if you can, it's really slow, so I don't have it yet. But I'll keep digging on that and see what I can find out.
We'll keep digging and we will come up with, we will come up with something. I just want to move over to Christy now, because you went into London to join do a bit of activism over the children. How did it go?
It went really well. It was really good to be part of it. I really enjoyed the day. And we met in the park, which was great, St. James's Park. We blew up balloons that had messages on them. We threw them around the park. Children were playing with them. Their parents were picking them up and reading the messages, which was great. We gave out lots of leaflets, and then we headed over to the education centre, where a group of people went into the education centre and handed them the Kinsey information. and a couple of other documents, including to do with the vaccines and children. I stayed outside, actually, because we didn't want to all go in at once, because we thought immediately they would call the police and we'd be taken out. So just a few went in, but it was brilliant. It was a great atmosphere. It felt really positive. They handed the documents, and I believe they're going to go back in 28 days if they don't hear anything from them. So, yeah, there were some speeches outside. We stayed there for a while, held banners, spoke to a few people. Obviously, lots of lives went out of the event, which was great. So it really raised awareness about what was going on in the educational system. So I just thought the whole thing was excellent and really, really a good afternoon. Can you hear me?
That is wonderful. Yeah, Lou, you may be on mute, but I'm excited you got to go, and that is so exciting.
Yeah, more of the people.
It was interesting because the people that were walking out of the building, you know, they're not like me. They're not like the people I was with. They're just so, they're just like another species, really. And, you know, they're very angry and they don't want to know anything. They're not interested and they've got their old suits on and they just seem very, well, I said silver spoon. They were born with a silver spoon and they just didn't want to, you know, obviously speak to any of us. But we made an impact by being there. We got our voices heard and, you know, people were passing, the buses were passing and stopping, and obviously they were reading banners. And so everything that everyone's doing, it's all just, it's just great, it's positive. I think it's excellent. And then they went to the, after the education centre, they went to the, where did they go after that? I'm just thinking now, the Justice, Ministry of Justice.
Ministry of Justice, yeah.
Yeah, they went there. And actually outside the Ministry of Justice in London, they're flying the flags of the Sustainable Development, which is the Net Zero, which is their flying... Yeah, above the building.
It's insane. None of this is going to happen. You know that. There ain't going to be no central bank digital currencies. There's not going to be this net zero. It's all, everything's in hand. We are watching a movie, and I truly, truly believe that. It's done and dusted, isn't it, Christine? But that doesn't say we take our foot off the accelerator. Do you know what I mean? Exactly. We have to make people aware. This is no time to sit back and do nothing. It's not that at all.
Here's the deal.
Especially with the children. Sorry, Christine. Especially
go ahead.
The children, because they are in school being taught all this nonsense. Really.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry, Christine.
No, y'all are fine. I agree. I think it is something that is so important that we keep pushing. And everybody's kind of at different levels of waking up right now, right? You've got those of us that have been in the game for a long time, like since Q rolled out and before.
Before.
And so, right, many of us before. So it's kind of that thing. It's like, oh, come on, you know? But I know that we can see the end from here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like we are... This is day 3 of 7 days of Passover. We are expecting, and I mean, I can feel it in my bones. I am expecting this entire world to flip. Something's going to happen that is going to change the entire world, and it will be known as before this Passover and after this Passover. So do keep your eyes open. Be very aware of your surroundings. It's not a game, but it is a show. Okay. It doesn't mean that there are not real people getting injured and hurt and killed. That's really happening in places.
Yeah.
But it also doesn't mean that all these wars are real. It just means that your money's being laundered. We've all figured that out, I think, by now. But your children are being stolen. Your money is being laundered. They're trying to take away all of your freedoms, all of your rights, and eventually, you know, kill and eat you. That's the plan. However, we're not going to sit back and allow that to happen to us or to our children or to our grandchildren. We are awake. Those of you who are not quite that awake, it's time to get there quickly. You don't have the benefit of time right now, because I think Big Ben was a real sign from God saying,
and the horse. I really do believe that.
I think those two stories today were so prophetic because what God is saying is, I'm here and I'm about to remove the evil from this earth. Enough is enough, and he has had enough. We're there. We're at that spot. So expect the hand of God to move like you have never seen. And all you need to do to be safe is to know that Jesus lives in your heart. You are covered by the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. That's all you need to know.
I do want to just bring in one thing, which I want to dive into next week. And I want to do quite a focus on it. I want to talk again about social services and the private family, sealed off secret family courts. We've got a problem. We've really, really got a problem. Social services are out of control. And I am hearing daily, a couple of times a day, more and more horror stories about the secret family courts and social services. And this has to be addressed. So that's all I'm going to say on this at the moment. But we're going to go deep next week into this, because this is serious stuff going on. But it's God's got this. Everything's going to be turned on its side. We don't know how, but as Julie Green says, but God. So hold on to your pants. Get your popcorn ready. Strap in. It's going to be a hell of a ride these next few months.
Oh, it's going to be
feel great. It. Like, yeah. Buckle up, buttercups.
That's right. Buckle up, buttercup. It's coming.
It's coming. So
I haven't mentioned about the Great Resist as well.
Yes. How did that go?
Oh, it was amazing. I've never been before. It was such a good day, and Kimberly absolutely smashed it. She got up and she had a massive cheer and standing ovation, and it was excellent. She really did hit it out of the ballpark.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Kat's going to be back on Friday, so we'll all have a little general round table on that.
Yeah.
Christy, thank you so much for joining us. You're going to be joining us here and there. You're going to be doing some research, and we're delighted to have you on board, my love.
Oh, yes, welcome.
Thank you both. Thank you very much.
That's it. So that's it for Liberty Tactics tonight. If you'd like to support us, you can buy us a coffee. We would very much appreciate it. And we will be back tomorrow with a prophecy watch, providing Christine gets her magnesium flake bath and relaxes today. We will be back with prophecy news tomorrow and the nightly news on Friday, when hopefully Jason will be here and our cat. So libertytactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, Q-Team Awesome on Truth Social, and you can find all of Liberty Tactics links, TikTok, the lot, over at libertytactics.co.uk. That's it. God bless. Good night.
God bless,
guys.
God bless. Thank you.